A 34th resident has died at the state-run LaSalle Veterans Home after a coronavirus outbreak last month. The latest death comes as four families of the dead veterans have announced their intent to sue the state. For NPR Illinois, I'm Hannah Meisel. More than a quarter of the residents at the LaSalle facility have died after the COVID outbreak, with some still recovering. Though the outbreak is now under control, 90% of residents became infected beginning in early November. Nursing home personal injury lawyer Michael Bonemart, who is representing the families, says the facility should have been better prepared to mitigate a COVID outbreak.
You know, at this point in the game, with all of the knowledge that we have, in my opinion, it's inexcusable to see an outbreak of this nature. And it's mind-boggling to me how something like that can happen at this stage in the pandemic.
The families have not yet filed suit, but when they do, they'll be eligible for up to $2 million in damages, thanks to a state law passed 2 years ago. That law was in response to the deaths of 13 residents at the Quincy Veterans Home after a Legionnaires outbreak there in 2015. I'm Hannah Meisel.